The Cabinet has been discussing proposals for more funding for social and affordable homes. This follows signals from government of a new approach to the housing crisis. In particular, the Taoiseach has said he wants more private sector investment. This has prompted speculation that developer tax breaks could be reintroduced. This morning, the Social Democrats' housing spokesman Rory Hearn accused the Coalition of being in complete disarray on the issue. He claimed the speculation had led to some building projects being stalled. The Minister for Housing and Local Government, James Brown, is in our Doyle studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Funding was due to be approved at today's Cabinet meeting for nearly 3,000 additional social and affordable homes over the next 3 years. Given the scale of the problem, that sounds like a drop in the ocean.
Well, I welcome the approval by Cabinet today for that additional €450 million, which, as you say, will deliver 3,000 additional social and affordable houses right across this country and much needed housing. That is only one part of the funding for this year that takes the total funding for 2025 to €3.6 billion. And we are only in February of the year so far this year, obviously. So look, everything has to be on the table here. We know we have a housing crisis. We've seen a significant increase in housing delivery over the last number of years, but we now need to see a step change in how we get to those next much more substantial higher figures of houses that we need to deliver. And that means the whole of government, every department, working together to deliver those additional houses and having everything on the table, really, so we can assess how we can make bring about that step change that really is needed.
Talking of things being on the table, we know that there's to be a review of rent pressure zones. Who will be carrying out this review and what will they be looking at?
Well, the Department of Housing did its own internal review last year, and the Housing Agency will be carrying out its report, is currently doing it, and that will be making its recommendations by the end of March. And we'll assess those recommendations when they are provided to us. I don't want to preempt anything that might be in that review and to see what, if anything, we need to do in that area. So we understand, look, renters are under serious pressure. Rents are high. We know that. And we need to protect our renters. We need to do it in a way that protects the broadest base of renters while ensuring that we can continue that supply of apartments, of houses for new renters that, you know, are leaving a home and looking for somewhere to rent as well. So it is a quite a challenging balance to meet. But I met with Threshold only last week. Renters are very much at the forefront of my thoughts.
Are you in favour of what are known as reference rents, something proposed by the Housing Commission?
Well, is there something that are in a number of countries, and it was a recommendation by the Housing Commission, and this is part of what the review is doing, is looking at those reference rents. Would they work in Ireland, and how would they work, and what would be required to bring them in? And it's only one part of what that review would be. So again, I don't want to preempt what that review will say. Any recommendations around reference rents or RPZs, or rent pressure zones, we will give serious consideration and look at all of the options that might be available.
Talking of rents and of homes available to rent, when will you be bringing forward long-promised legislation to discourage short-term lets?
So that's currently with the government. It was discussed today, it was discussed yesterday at the Cabinet Subcommittee as well. It is with Minister Burke, who is examining how that can be brought forward. It has been challenging. In particular, the European Union has a number of views on it and is bringing forward their own recommendations around it. So that has added complications to it. But in terms of short-term rent, look, it is something we recognise needs to be addressed, in particular in those rent pressure zones where there's an awful lot of pressure to get those properties available for renting purposes.
It doesn't sound, though, from what you're saying, as though this change is going to be introduced in the near future.
I certainly want to see it in the near future. I think it's important it is brought in the near future, and I have full confidence that we will see it in the near future.
And when you say the near future, I mean, are you talking about 6 months from now? Or are you talking about a year from now?
Well, we're waiting for the minister will bring forward a timeline of how we can get this implemented. It is also with you know, an element of it is with Voucher Ireland as well, in terms of how we can enforce it. It's not simply about bringing in laws. We need to know how we can enforce these types of measures when they're brought in. But I think there is a clear recognition by the government that in terms of short-term lettings, that it is having a real impact on the availability of properties for renters that they badly need, and we need to get those properties back into the market.
Can I ask you about something else that's been floated over the past week or so? Is the government considering tax incentives for property developers?
Well, I think all options have to be on the table for discussion. You know, we do have a serious problem in delivering new properties on what were often called brownfield sites. They're sites where you might have services in place. They're in city and town centres, but there is an additional cost for developers to build on those sites because you know, it simply is cheaper to build it on greenfield sites. But it's also strongly important for environment. And they are in locations where you have public transport, often in schools as well. So these brownfield sites are really important. But we have seen from our data there's very little action on these brownfield sites. So we're looking at all options that we can do in relation to those brownfield sites. And, you know, taxation measures are an option that's on the table, but there's no decisions made in anything in that respect.
Even though the Minister for Finance has warned, and he did so again yesterday, against Celtic Tiger-style tax breaks, and the OECD has also said that tax incentives for developers would be a bad idea.
Well, there's nobody suggesting anything that was there in the past will be brought back. But I think we do know taxation is a regulatory measure. It does affect people's behaviours and corporate behaviour as well. So all we're saying at this moment in time is that everything needs to be available to be discussed. There is no decisions in relation to taxation.
So you are examining tax breaks then?
Well, we're saying it has to be on the table. All taxation measures have to be on the table, as do all measures for every department and every regulatory measure. Same with my own department. I'm going through every regulatory measure to see what other steps we can do to help accelerate housing delivery. But this is a crisis. This has to be a whole of government approach, and that's very much the approach that we are taking as a government, and the Taoiseach is very firm on this as well.
It sounds, though, as though from what he was saying yesterday, that Pascal Donoghue isn't in favour, certainly, of anything similar to the tax breaks that were in operation before the crash. Have you been talking to him?
And nobody, as I say, is suggesting that any of the previous types of tax breaks would be brought back. And I haven't heard any discussion around that whatsoever. Of course, I've talked to Minister Pascal Donoghue, and I talk to Minister Pascal Donoghue on a regular basis, and we sit around the cabinet table together as well. And I know Minister Pascal Donoghue, solving the housing crisis is very much to the forefront of his mind. So it isn't. He's very concerned about the housing situation in this country. So look, as I say, all we're saying at this moment in time, there's nothing off the table, and that's the way it should always be. We're not indicating that any particular measure needs to be taken at this moment in time.
Can I ask you about what Rory Hearn of the Social Democrats said this morning? He accused the coalition of being in disarray on this issue, and he claimed that the speculation over the past week or so had led to some building projects being stalled. Is that something you're aware of?
Well, look, I think that's speculation from the deputy in question, so it is, and opposition will always make speculation. I think one thing we have seen with the opposition is that none of them are offering any kind of clear pathway as to how we get housing delivered in this country and how we make that steps change. I think it's very easy to criticise everything the government is doing, but we had a general election only a couple of months ago, and the opposition had their opportunity to set out their housing policies, and the people of this country didn't believe that they had set out a clear pathway. To keep talking at a high level, to keep talking from an ideological level, but we're not seeing any practicality from them in terms of how they would deliver housing and bring about that step change.
Isn't one of the problems there that during that election campaign, government ministers were adamant that 40,000 new homes would be built last year, and we now know that didn't happen?
Well, I think what was being reflected there was the projections from a number of independent bodies such as Deutsche Bank, who were basing on numbers, making a projection that unfortunately and regrettably didn't happen, and that was disappointing. But I think, you know, over the last number of years, we have seen overall our targets were exceeded, and we are confident that we can bring about the step change in the housing delivery over the coming years. And that's what we set out to the electorate in the general election, a pathway to increasing delivery of housing over the next 5 years and furthermore into the future.
All right. And just finally then, I mean, we've been talking about what might happen. You say everything is on the table. When will these decisions be made, and when will the revamped version of Housing for All be published?
Well, look, I'm a minister now for just coming up to 4 weeks. We've made a lot of key decisions already, including the additional €450 million, working with Minister Jack Chambers, that would deliver an additional 3,000 houses. And we are making decisions at a fairly rapid pace. So we will, and that's why my main interest right now is how we get to increase the number of housing and what we have to do with it. And I think plans are important, but they can't be the focus of everything we do.
So you don't have a date as yet?
No, we'll be doing the preparatory work for a further plan. But there's a plan there till 2030, and that's really important to under Housing for All. We've the National Planning Framework, which will be going to government in the next couple of weeks, setting out increased housing targets for the country and how we can go and get more land zoned as well. My interest is building houses and building them as quickly as we can. And we can sometimes get too locked up in big plans. And we've seen over the last 10, 15 years, you know, lots of plans, but the international situation can change things quite dramatically and quite quickly.
All right. James Brown, Minister for Housing, thank you very much for talking to us on the News at 1.